My name is Vic Rockhill, and I'm the pastor here at Water of Life Christian Center. For those of you who have come tonight to hear the choirs, all of our choirs, worship God and minister to Him in the Spirit through music tonight, I give you a special word of welcome. I want to ask, how many of you are here for the first time? How many of you, this is the first time you've ever been to Water of Life? Just let me see your hands. Well, praise God. We're glad that each and every one of you are here. We know that this is a place where the Spirit of God moves freely. And where God's Holy Spirit is, the Bible says there is liberty, there is healing, there is salvation, there is deliverance, there is power, there is joy, and there's praise. And our choirs tonight, young choirs as well as the adult choirs, desire to minister unto the Lord. This is not a performance, but rather a ministry of music. They're going to minister in song unto the Lord and lead us as we worship God tonight. I just want you to know how delighted and how blessed we are to have you come and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us at this wonderful season of the year. You know, at the season of Christmas, the whole world, all over, hears the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they may never hear the name of Jesus mentioned the other 364 days out of the year. But at Christmas time, they know that Jesus of Nazareth was born. He was a real live person. That He descended from heaven. He came and took on a fleshly body, God in the flesh, and that he lived and He died to save men from their sins. That's what we celebrate this Christmas season. Not a baby born in a manger, but God becoming flesh, dwelling among us, and dying on a cross that we might be delivered and saved from our sins. So we welcome you tonight to the service. And as the choirs minister in music, you just worship God along with them. James, would you come, please, and lead us as we open the service with our opening hymn, Joy to the World. Hallelujah.
Would you all stand, please? The words are on the back of your bulletin. Father, we thank You for the privilege of coming together tonight to worship and to praise You. Father, we thank You that we can come with joy in our hearts, Father, because we have received Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives. We thank You, Father, that by His sacrifice, that in Him we have life and we have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Father, You sent Him first as a little babe in a manger. But when he returns, and when he comes the second time, he's going to come in great power and glory. He's going to come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because your word says so.
Hallelujah.
Father, we turn this time over to you now. We give it to you in Jesus' name, that the Holy Spirit may have his way and lead this service tonight. It's in Jesus' wonderful name that we pray, Father. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Thank you. shine so bright. You far surpass the other stars that shine into the night. Oh, do you have a message that men have failed to see? What is the miracle you behold? A star of Bethlehem, the night it must have been so cold. And yet those wise men followed you. What glory did unfold? And at their destination, upon a manger bed, what is the miracle you behold? A star of Bethlehem beneath your radiant light. A tiny babe lies sleeping, the home of men of mine. And still so many people bow humbly to him. He is the miracle you behold, O star of Bethlehem, O star of Bethlehem.
Oh.